We played poorly. You don't deserve to win. You don't win. We didn't compliment each other at all today. We had done that last week, and I felt good about the end of the game, the way all three phases helped out. But this week, the sloppiness of the game, the turnovers, you know, you're not going to win football games when you're handing people the ball, point-blank range or whatever. So our woes continue with the rushing game. We didn't stop the run. You know, we put ourselves in position to win. Matter of fact, twice at the end of the game with, you know, with the taking the lead, then they came down and took the lead back, and then we drove down, and then the interception at the end there when we could have gone ahead with under 2 minutes to go. So, you know, poor performance, my fault, we didn't play well. We tried. As a matter of fact, I thought we settled down and actually had it felt like we were going to do some good things in the second half. But had some three and outs, which slowed us down right away offensively, and then got back into the turnover business. Victor Cruz made a couple of great plays, but you know they weren't enough.
Coach, did the false start right before the interception
change? Twice. Yeah, well. We had this, yeah, well, certainly it did. You know, we had the same situation the drive before. You know, we had a false start, backed us up 5 yards, put us in a little bit different situation. But again, you can't throw. I mean, you throw an interception right there, you just can't do that. I don't think there was confusion. I think that, you got to keep playing. You're a defensive team making a penalty. Now, we had done that earlier in the day, and they blew the whistle. This time, they didn't blow the whistle. So, the play stands.
Did they give you an explanation for why
that was? No. Play stands. No. No, we knew exactly what they were going to do. They said what they were going to do. They publicized it. They're going to be in the no huddle. They went fast, you know. We tried to mimic that all week long, perhaps not with the tempo that they exactly played, but we were close. We gave a pretty good look with our scout team. No, there was nothing unusual. Their execution was very good, and that was the difference. Not really. They did. They changed a little bit, and then as Whitehurst gained some confidence, they opened up and did a lot of good things with him. I mean, they started out with the go screens and the quick game, and then the running game, and eventually got to the play action boot and throw the ball a bit further down the field. So. I thought when I looked at it up above that he had gotten the ball out of the end zone, but evidently that wasn't the case.
In the first half, Seattle helped you out by turning the ball over deep in your own territory. When you say play poorly, is that what you're thinking? The score could have been a lot worse if they had converted. They turned the ball over numerous times deep in giant territory, that really helped you out.
Well, and so did we.
Was that just an unlucky bounce on the last interception that tipped off the
other guy, or something? I'd have to see it to look at it. I mean, any time a ball gets tipped up in the air, it's not a good thing now. There's too many bodies flying around right there. So.
I'm sorry, you mentioned the lack of running game offensively. What has to change?
I think we have to do a better job with our execution. I think we have to do a better job scheme-wise of finding a way to handle the 2 weeks in a row the safeties have been down in there, and it's been a problem. They've made a lot of tackles, a lot of plays. I think we can do something. We can do a better job with that. Well, I just told. No, of course not. I fully expected a win. About as miserable a feeling as we've had around here in a long time. You know, to win three straight and then come into our own place at home and not win and not be representative of where we are. I mean, we were plus four coming in here.
Do you
Well, it's an aberration. That's my feeling. You know, I don't really know. I'm not sure what happened there. I didn't get that information right away. Well, he made some very good plays, obviously. The first drive was so kind of bang, bang, bang that, you know, I expected good things to happen throughout the day, but it didn't. But I don't know how he blocked. I know, you know, we turned some people loose up front on occasion, and but he certainly did well in the passing game. No, I think it came from the backside, and we didn't get the cutoff block.
What were your guys up front telling you about the problems with the running game? Was it a schematic thing, or were they just getting beat up the ball?
They weren't telling me anything. I was watching it. And, I mean, we'll have to look at the tape to definitely say what it was. And I'm not exactly sure. I don't know if you can generalize. You almost got to go play by play. It's always the head coach's fault. We didn't play well enough to win.
No, we
had a lot of enthusiasm, a lot of zip. We practiced well on Friday. I thought we finished the week off right. I thought we had our Saturday night meetings were focused and intense.